Hi, this is Miss Melis, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. A letter to my 6-year-old self. Dear Miss Melis, hi, this is your future self. I'm older than Mom is now, so you might not believe me, especially since I have pink hair, and while you're a fairly well-traveled little girl, you're a seasoned pro at flying without an adult, I know for a fact you've never seen anyone with pink hair. Still, if you look closely, you can see the echoes of yourself in my face, like the beauty mark we both have on our cheek, or the way we both have really long eyelashes, or, well, look, just trust me on this one, okay? So if I'm timing this right, you're somewhere between 6 and 7 years old. You have your windy wheat-colored hair cut into a Dorothy Hamill short and sassy wedge, and you're missing your 2 front teeth. Remember that phrase, short and sassy. The haircut will go out of style, but you will never be tall, and you will always be sassy, or snarky. Although, at some point, you're going to learn to think first and sass later. No, really, you will. You'll also learn that making stuff up isn't just something you do when you're bored or lonely. It's a skill you'll turn into a livelihood someday. But I'm not writing this to scare you with stuff from the future because, let's face it, you won't listen anyway. And who can blame you? Instead, I have some advice for you about the now. Your now, not my now. Like, when you're riding your red bike, the one you love to ride through mud puddles in the vacant lots across the street from Mitzi's store, make sure you take really good care of that bike, because it's going to take you to some amazing places. You've already gone beyond the mud puddles. You ride out to Mrs. Godoy's house some weekends with your friend Shaban, and sometimes you spook yourself and you stay later than you're supposed to, and the shadows have descended through the trees on that one stretch of road right before the dirt transitions back to asphalt, and you see the lion heads on the old hotel and the awning of the ice cream store welcoming you back into civilization. I know the shadows are scary, and we both know the Headless Horseman isn't really following you, but it's fun to be a little bit scared when you know it's not real. So promise me you'll enjoy it. And you and your friends made that trip out to the reservoir, even going on the highway for that one section. You had so much fun skipping stones out there, but then you realized how far you had to ride to get home, and you raced each other, making it a game so that you wouldn't be afraid of getting caught. You never got caught. You take special delight in riding up and down the street outside the Maxwell House. I know you're in love with the wrought iron trim that looks like the curly cues on a hostess cupcake, but I also know that you can't stop wondering if those ghost stories are true. And there's a part of you that really wants to find out. Face it, kiddo, except when you want to feel that thrill, you're pretty fearless. I wish I could tell you to stay fearless, but the reality is that as we grow up and learn more about the world, fear creeps in. Not the kind of fear that involves Frankenstein's monster hiding in your closet, I promise. Frankenstein's monster will never be in your closet. The kind of fear I mean is the grown-up kind about things like getting a good job and finding a nice house and paying the bills and stuff like that. Don't worry. You've still got plenty of fearless years left. Instead, I want to tell you to hold on to your sense of wonder. Chase the fireflies when you visit Grandma and Grandpa in New Jersey. Ride every wave you can and pretend you're flying while you do it. Watch the way the ripples freeze into the surface of the lake in the winter. And when your friend Benjamin comes to visit, climb up to the top of the hill behind the courthouse and lie on the grass with him and pretend you can actually feel the earth spinning. Search for patterns in the clouds, whether they're the kind in the sky or the kind in the coffee Mom drinks. Actually, not too long from now, it'll be the kind of in the coffee you drink. No, really, it will. As I write this, it's pouring down rain outside my window, and I'm thinking about how much you love rain. In about 3 years, you're going to spend an afternoon blissfully tap dancing around an empty parking lot, and when the rainbow comes out after the storm, you're going to take credit for its existence. Don't ever let anyone tell you you didn't create that rainbow. And until then, read like crazy. Listen to every piece of music you want to hear. Sing fearlessly. When that boy with the freckles asks you if you want to go with him, say yes. He's really kind of sweet. And don't be too mad at Mom when she says you're too young for that one Sean Cassidy album. What she's really trying to say is that you're her little girl and she doesn't want you to rush too fast into growing up. Besides, they play his stuff on the radio all the time the next summer, I promise. So, the good news. You will never know a time when you are not safe and loved. You will never have to worry about where you'll live. You will always have enough to eat and clothes to wear and shoes that fit. The bad news? There are a few things that won't go your way. But when you get older and learn about improvisational theater, you'll understand that what other people call failure is often just the gift of a new direction. Ultimately, you're going to end up with an awesome life that is uniquely yours, and you will love living in the future. Pink hair and all. All my love, your future self. Bathtub Mermaid Tales from the Tub is written by Melissa A. Bartell under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike International 4.0 license and is produced using Bostock and Audacity. For show notes, music credits, and transcripts, please visit www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can contact me on Twitter or Instagram at @melisse, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, or you can send an email to Miss Melisse, M-I-S-S-M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, @gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.